Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome on the Culture News. My name is David Ciriro, and I have the pleasure to have today over the phone the very talented singer and songwriter, Ashley Janna. Let me spell it out for you. It's Janna. She is absolutely wonderful, and she has a website called ashleyjanna.com. Go to check her out. She has released this new track called The Last Time We Made Love. We would love to know what happened the last time we made love. Right now, over the phone, the very talented Ashley Janna. Ashley, how are you today?
I'm very well. It is so wonderful to speak with you, David. I have been looking over your many numerous accomplishments, and I feel like I should be interviewing you because it's just so impressive. So it's an honor to speak with you.
Oh, you're the sweetest. Well, all the honor is mine. I was going to say the same thing for you. You know, it was one of my biggest dreams to do a musical about Figaro, you know. So the fact that, you're part of it is absolutely remarkable. So thank you so much, actually, to you for being with us today. So first question I have for you is, where are you from and what brought you to music? How did you start music in the first place?
Well, I grew up on a American military base in Seoul, South Korea, and I grew up learning songs of musical theater just all throughout my upbringing on the upright piano, singing harmonies with family, and I've just always been a musician. It's just always been who I am, just basically from the start, and I discovered I really loved songwriting when I was a teenager as well. So ever since then, that's just basically what I've been doing. And I also love pop music as well. So I tend to write a hybrid of the two, musical theater and pop together,
Wow,
along with just
I love
making
that.
pop songs.
Musical theater, isn't it the best?
I love it. I love the melodies and the arrangements, and they're so timeless. They stuck with me, you know?
And I feel the more it goes, the more musical theater is, all the songs are becoming more and more pop songs. You know what I mean?
I did notice that, which is why I feel like I can contribute in an authentic way, because growing up I genuinely loved both. So I don't have to change anything about what I'm doing. It's just precisely what comes out of me, which feels much more natural for me than just doing straight pop all the time. Although with The Last Time I Made Love, which is an adult contemporary alternative pop type song. That's also I love making like mid-tempo ballads as well on their own. And we made a music video for that, which I feel definitely came out in a way that has got the feels for the song. And it's not just like a pretty video, but it's a video that emotionally ties into the song.
But that's beautiful. So you made the perfect transition for me. So so now we fast forwarding to the last time we made love. Tell me about the story of that song, and also what brought you to write that song and choose that title. Tell us what happened.
Well, I had the pleasure of meeting Thornton and Jack, who are both accomplished songwriters, and they sent me these lyrics for their idea, The Last Time We Made Love, and I really resonated with the structure of it. Has a verse, verse, bridge, verse structure that has like a twist at the end, and it's a play on words. And it was just a very inspiring lyrics. So I sat down at the piano one day and just came out with a melody, like basically all at the same time, and then put together the instrumental, and the rest was history. And they were happy with it, and they were like, we should take it a step further, and maybe we should think about making a video. And then that came together really well too, which was a pleasant surprise, because it's hard to come up with the concept for a good video for it. So it was just a it was one of those lucky collaborations, I would say, where just all of the everything just fell into place.
And indeed, it fell all together. So What is the story, I would say, that is happening in the song?
So it starts out saying basically the last time we made love, heaven's windows opened up, a million rays of sunshine, the stars and planets fell in line. And then by the end of it, it's saying the last time we made love, in short, I didn't realize that it was going to be the last time, because it turns out that the person had somebody else the whole time and didn't ever say anything about it. So throughout the song, you discover.
I'm very sorry
Oh.
to hear about it. Send me the name of that person. We're going to take care of it. Okay, I have some connections with the mob. I'm going to make some calls and we're going to take care of it.
Oh,
No,
thank
I'm
you.
joking. I'm joking. I'm sorry to hear that, but remember, but at least he gave you good songs. With the royalties that you're gonna get with that song, I'm sure you're the one who ends up winning,
Thank
right?
you.
So
Yeah,
it's
I think
really a
so.
beautiful song. I also want to mention that your original music has been featured on HBO, NBC, Showtime, Lifetime, Bravo, Vice, Comedy Central, MTV, VH1, CNN, etc. You have 20 of your original songs that have been featured on the hit show Dance Moms. And yeah, you also, one of your songs, Feels So Good, was co-produced with the Grammy winner, Rodney Darkshot Jerkins, who is, I believe, one of the greatest producers ever, songwriter, with your song, for the hit show, I'm sorry, Empire. Beautiful, beautiful hit show. Wow, Empire, what is absolutely wonderful. You did a lot of great things. So I'm so proud of you and so delighted to have you today over the phone to talk about your great music. So we are going to talk, of course, about Figaro. We cannot avoid that. We are also going to play your beautiful song, The Last Time We Made Love. But tell me a little bit about Figaro. What is, how that whole thing was brought together, and what are you doing in it?
Okay, well, actually, Figaro is actually an original musical. The name of it, Figaro, it just sort of happened. It's sort of a coincidence between the opera. So, but it was an authentic coincidence. And what happened is I co-created it with an award-winning director, Will Nunziata. We wrote the book together, and I composed and wrote the lyrics for the entire album, along with instrumentally producing it, vocally producing it. We managed to get enough money together to fund a world premiere cast recordings. We got Broadway stars in the cast, Broadway star Mauricio Martinez, also Kaley Capaldi, T. Oliver Reed, Jake Workman, Benjamin Pajak, Lily Bell Morgan, and I'm also in it as one of the characters. We have plans to have a 3-night run to start in the West End of London in early 2025. We have like a whole team of people working on this now, which is pretty surreal to me. It's about, just very quickly, a young woman who dreams of singing, but she feels imprisoned by her life on her father's farm, and she has a chance encounter with two young orphans who thrust her into the life of a traveling performer. She meets the handsome Figaro, who promises to make all of her dreams come true, but there's always a price to fame. It's a part love story and a part mystery, and Sienna's journey to discover herself and live the life she always wanted is fraught with twists and turns until it culminates in a moment that will change the course of her life forever.
Wow.
So,
Be beautiful story. And when is it playing?
well, it is available to listen and buy and download on all streaming platforms if you search Figaro in a music original musical. And we just had our album release concert, so we'll be releasing tons of footage from that on social media. And then for the London, it would be early 2025, but we're still working on the exact dates. And then we'll be
Be
going from
assured
there.
that I definitely be there to applaud you and to talk more about this Great new show. So
Thank
before we
you.
say goodbye to each other, what is next for you? What are your next gigs, your next I would say endeavors?
I wanted to write another musical called Evergone and promote Figaro, but I also just want to say again that I think that it's so impressive, all of the many performances and all the many things that you've done in the world. Just going through your Wikipedia page, it's not a lot of people have accomplished so many things. And I know I said this in the beginning, but I just wanted to cap it off one more time because
Oh.
you're the one interviewing everybody. But I mean, my goodness, like, you have just so much on your own, and it's really just, I'm so happy that I was fortunate enough to even get to speak with you and meet you. So
Oh.
it's a pleasure.
Well, that is really touching me. That means a lot, especially coming from you. So, David, you are inspiring, So that's really my pleasure. Well, what a beautiful person you are. So, thank you. So, where are
Thank
you
you.
based now? In New York?
Yes.
Good for you. Good for you. So, that's beautiful. So, New York, the place to be, definitely for musical, for music. It's even a better place because Ashley Jaina lives there. I hope you went to her out on her social media. On Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube, everywhere. She's all over the place. Absolutely wonderful. Her website is Ashley Jaina. Let me spell it again. ASHLEYJANA.com. AshleyJaina.com. She is a wonderful singer, songwriter, producer, engineer, and her music was streamed over 60 million times. 60 million times. That's 59,999,000 more than me.
Oh no, that's not
So
you.
congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I remember back in the days where we were selling CDs, and I first day, my CDs got released. There was like I had all my friends. Some of my friends said we're gonna buy it, and I called the store and they said, "No, you sold 8 CDs." And I was like, "Wait, I know that guy bought one, that guy bought one, that guy bought." So that's six. Who are the two others? So I couldn't imagine that someone I wouldn't know would buy a CD of me,
Oh, are you kidding? Your
back
voice
in
is
the days. You were like,
beautiful.
"What? It's a first time for all." So, ladies and gentlemen, Ashley, this is your show. This is you have the keys, the official keys. You can call anytime. You have my number. This is your show for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is David Cerviro. I had the pleasure to have today on iHeart Radio the super talented Ashley Jaina. Ashley Jaina, she's a wonderful singer, songwriter, producer, and she has released this beautiful song, which we are going to play right here, right now. The name of the song is called "The Last Time We Made Love." The last time we made love. What a beautiful song right now on iHeartRadio. Have a lovely weekend.